Creekside with Don and Jan. Welcome to Creekside with Don and Jan. If you care to live in harmony with nature and the land, and you wish to live more peacefully with all your fellow man, if self-reliant living is a big part of your plan, if you like to talk some politics with those who really can, this is the time, this is the place, Creekside with Don and Jan. Sit right down and make some space, Creekside with Don and Jan. Let's get started right away, Creekside with Don and Jan. No more singing, no play, Creekside with Don and Jan. Creekside with Don and Jan.
Well, howdy and welcome to another episode of Creekside with Don and Jan. Hi, I'm Don Stover.
And I'm Jan Stover, and this is Sunday, April the 8th.
It is.
Episode 271.
Yeah, right after 270.
Mm-hmm.
I'm continually amazed at how we belt one of these things out every week, and the number keeps going up. And and I'm sorry, but it's unprecedented, you know, to think about. In our little neck of the woods, we pushed out 271 consecutive episodes of this program, which, by the way, is the official podcast of the Owl Creek Gazette, and it's just untouchable.
Well, I do know that we've commented that number to people, and they're always amazed. So we are hoping they're always amazed in the same light you are, Don.
Well, if I'm not going to toot my horn, who will?
Oh, I'll toot it.
I know.
Anyway,
well, we've been sitting here talking with our guest that we have today about that same prospect. Some people see it as horn tooting. Some people see it as whatever light they want to see it in. But we've been talking with a guest, a new friend that we've met and made fast friends today. Mm-hmm. Tammy Kelling is writer and founder of Words Matter Publishing. Now, I said Kelling because we had a conversation about that too, and it's Kohling.
It is.
DeLongo.
Mm-hmm.
She is our guest here today. And Words Matter Publishing was founded in November of 2016, and they're going to be a vendor at the Owl Creek Gazette Self-Reliance and Sustainability Fair. And Words Matter will have books on hand for sale, and to talk to people about what it's like to, if you've wanted to be published. You know, people have things that they want to express and get them out there. Tammy's your gal. That's all I can tell you at this point. Welcome, Tammy. Hi.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
Well, we got connected up because Deb Obermeyer is one of the authors that you have taken under that Words Matter Publishing wing.
Yes.
And she was going to be a vendor and had advertised in on our homegrown talent page. And so she connected us with you. And we're grateful for that because we've been contemplating having an anthology of our magazine put together over the years. We've threatened, we've promised, we've pledged, and we haven't done it.
And now we're lighting a little fire underneath that to see where that goes to.
That's right. So we're glad that we've made the connection with you personally and professionally. And now we want to share what Words Matter Publishing is with our listeners. So give us an idea of how you began and why you began this process.
Well, I began Words Matter Publishing as a author-friendly publishing house. I've worked as a ghostwriter for many years with several of the large houses, and I saw how authors were treated, and I was not at all well pleased with that. So I decided that it was time to do something about it. So we started Words Matter Publishing in 2016, and we released our first 13 titles by the end of 2017, and we're on scale to release about 72 titles this year.
And that's just an amazing level of growth, wouldn't you say, from 13 to 70 plus?
Yes, we launched on Facebook, our Facebook page, in August of 2017. And by September, we were an international publisher. We had signed authors around the world.
That's just incredible. How do folks find you from outside the United States? Is it through your promotion?
Through Facebook, our website. We ran a book writing contest and got pretty well launched with that book writing contest. And one of the reasons why I did the book writing contest is they're just a thing of the past. Publishers are no longer doing book writing contests where they're offering publishing contracts. Mm. They'll offer a monetary reward or, you know, a little notoriety or a little badge to put on your book, your self-published book. But we offered several publishing contracts to the winners of this contest.
Wow, that's exciting.
It was exciting. We got down to a vote-off. We let the public vote the last book.
Oh, wow. Instant runoff voting. How libertarian.
We got down to the vote-off.
Uh-huh, that's neat.
And the last two contestants were women, and they rallied, just like politicians, they rallied their votes to where they were coming in. They crashed our website. We had so many. It was great. And we had to expand the website and get onto a different type of server to where we could handle that. But then I just said, go crash this one, ladies. Go for it.
Have at it.
Have at it. Take
Can
it
I
down.
Introduce you to one of our customers over in Effingham, Illinois? KNR Wireless. There you go. We'll talk about that one
All
later.
All right. Absolutely.
There's a plug for you today, yes. David.
Well, they're also sponsors of Creekside with Don and Jan. I think you're saying for the unavoidable crash, go to them and don't crash.
Well, they're a host. Uh-huh. Yeah, an e-commerce host as well. So there we go.
Yes.
Egregious plug. I'm sorry.
So if an author, let's say an individual is a writer, mm-hmm. and they've put enough work together that they think they could have a book, but they don't want to self-publish. They want to go ahead and approach a regular publishing company, like you said, a traditional. Mm-hmm. What would they bring to you? An idea or the whole book or what? How would they touch base with you?
Our submission process is for the first three chapters. So you're going to send your first three chapters to submission mm-hmm. at wordsmatterpublishinghouse.com. And we're going to review it. And it takes about a month to get your book reviewed to determine if, you know, we're, you know, the right house for you.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the other publishing houses won't even respond if they don't want your title. We will respond. We'll first acknowledge that we did receive it and then get back to you as quickly as we possibly can. But
that's wonderful customer service, isn't it? When you know that you can touch base with that person, whether it's a go or whether it isn't, it's still that positive connection.
Yes, and even in the books that we are not able to publish, we try to point out the good. You know, you've done this well. You've written this well. Your character formation is great. We're going to point out the good.
Mm-hmm.
We're all about the words that matter. And even in our rejection letters, we...
Thank you, but. the thank you, but letters.
Yes.
Yeah.
Our authors, those that have submitted to us, have even thanked us for the rejection because we told them, this is what you need to improve on. This is how, you know, if you can do this to the manuscript, then send it back to us.
Mm-hmm.
And they're grateful for that. They're grateful that somebody took the time to point them in the right direction.
Right, because the goal is to be published.
Exactly.
And well, words do matter.
They do matter.
Words matter.
They
right.
do.
I tell Don that often.
Yeah, I know. I've been on the receiving end of that, you know, inside the family.
In a loving way.
<Ba-dum-bum>.
So someone comes to you and they don't receive a rejection. You like what they've had to say and how they've written it. Then what's the next step?
Then we're going to ask for the entire manuscript.
Mm-hmm.
After the first three chapters, if we like what we see, we're going to ask you for the entire manuscript. And then things are going to begin to move a little bit quicker. We're going to review that manuscript. And then we do a little research on the author themselves. And see what type of platform they have and how much they're, you know, they're able to promote themselves, how much they're willing to get involved. We work with authors to help them build their brand and, you know, to create a platform to get them out there and publish. That's part of the hardest part is promoting the authors. So we come up with all kinds of innovative ways to promote our authors and work with them continually to promote their books. If we see a book get a little sluggish in sales, we're going to throw a little momentum behind it to get those sales sparked back up.
And one of the things, you know, everybody's talking about these days, of course, is money because there's an inherent lack of it. You mentioned to us you get involved with the client from start to finish publishing, and describe for me what I remember as the three tiers that you've got.
We created a progressive publishing program. And the reason for that is when we first opened as a traditional publishing house, we received so many submissions from authors that were just great writers. They needed a little work. They needed somebody working with them. So it was heartfelt for us to say, I'm sorry, we cannot publish your book. So we decided to do something about that also. So we developed the Progressive Publishing Program. A brand new writer that has still some problems, you know, with their writing. They still need to hone their craft just a little bit. Starts out at a level one publishing. And we do require that author to provide for the publication cost of the book, the production cost of the book. But it's not self-publishing because we launch them as a traditional author. We throw everything behind them, the power of the publishing house behind them, and launch them out there as just like one of our traditionally published authors. We then have a level two. Now, this is an author that has a little more writing skills. They've honed their craft. They're telling a good storyline, and they have built just a little bit of a platform for them themselves. We're going to take those, and we're going to jump on board and invest in the production of that, and that author is going to pay half of the production cost, and we're going to pay half.
For an example, could that be someone who has a well-read blog or a website that is visited often? Would that be the kind of platform you're looking for?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's what we're looking for. Once we accept your book, the very next thing we tell you is please send us links to all of your social media. Mm-hmm. Those social media accounts are very, very important when you're seeking publishing. They're very important because we're going to look at those. We're going to see how many followers you have, how many likes, are you getting interactions on your page, you know, and we develop, there's an algorithm that we use to develop, you know, the possibility of reaching level three with your first book. And level three is the traditional publishing contract. We will not sign an author that we do not believe we can work through the levels to get them to level three.
Well, and that's encouraging in and of itself to that author in the early stages.
Yes, it is. They know that they're going to reach the end game. You know, the crown jewel for publishing is that traditional publishing contract. Everybody wants that. Every author wants that. And we've created a path for that. Those that do not immediately qualify for it, we've created the path to mm-hmm. traditional publishing for them. And no other publisher is doing that.
And tell me, we hear talk of, you know, print being dead. You know, mm-hmm. we've heard that, you know, well, since we started printing. And in our perspective, our work in your hands is the most important thing that we can do. Mm-hmm. And because something that is tangible is much more valuable to us than something that is transitory, like a Kindle or like any other e-reader. What are your thoughts and feelings about that physical nature or the electronic nature? Where does that stand in your heart?
Well, every book, because there is a platform for both. You mm-hmm. have your different generations liking different formats. So every book we release is released in an e-format as well as a print format. We do not produce just e-books, and we do not produce just print books. We produce both. Every book is released in both formats. And technically, that's about 39 formats per book, because when you get into all the different e-readers, mm-hmm. you know, each book is...
Kindle has the lion's share, but that's not the end of the world, right?
Well, Nook is second in line, you know, with Barnes & Noble.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and I think that's important. We have some readers that would not pick up a hard copy of our magazine to save their soul.
Yes.
It's a younger generation.
Uh-huh. It is.
Then we have some people that don't even own a computer and would never discover us if we weren't, you know, that hard copy
yes.
print magazine.
Absolutely.
So it is good to reach both worlds.
Because
you don't want to miss either.
Exactly. Exactly.
And that's one of the reasons that we right off the bat, you know, put it out as a PDF, put the magazine out as mm-hmm. a PDF from the get-go. It was, number one, easy for us to do. Number two, it was pleasant to see on a screen.
Mm-hmm.
So as a PDF, it was easier to do than to do it as a flipbook, which is a PDF version of a, and I've lost it already.
EPUB.
Right, yes. Okay, there it is, yeah. EPUB. And so I'm not saying I poo-poo the idea of e-publishing mm-hmm. because I understand its value and I see its value. It's not something that at 60-some years old I'm willing to – we've got two Kindles in the house, you know.
Well, and I will say this, though. The kids gave me a Kindle for my birthday, and there are many times that I want to download something or I want to own a book right then. Now.
Yes.
And whether
and that's the glitzy handy part.
And it mm-hmm. really is. And yes. so are there some things that I know that I just want for specific reasons that I'm not going to sit down in a relaxing setting necessarily mm-hmm. and read. I want that content and that information right now.
Absolutely.
And that's a perfect way to get it for me.
Mm-hmm. It is.
We were talking about earlier the fact that you promote your authors as a publishing any publishing house would do, but you've got all these different layers. You mentioned before we went on air, you've got a new program to promote your authors, at, where hands-on people can actually go pick up the book, meet the author. So if you want to tell our listeners a little bit about that, I think they'd enjoy hearing it.
Well, all of our books are available in bookstores all over the world. We have a network. Our distribution network is 39,000 plus. However, in bookstores, while every bookstore can get every one of our titles, there's an antiquated process of getting bookshelves space in a bookstore. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes the new author can't get that. So we decided that we need to get our titles into the hands of people. So we pitched to some chain stores, and the process was just really too entwined for us to get involved with. So we decided that we wanted to walk into a store and say, will you sell our books? And here is a program that we've created called the Gold Shelf. So we hired a local craftsman to make beautiful shelves that we're putting in local stores as a pilot program right now, and we're putting all of our titles on. We've got the grand opening coming up in several stores around us. And all of the authors will be there to sign their books and to meet the crowds and to meet people and talk about publishing and talk about, you know, what it's like for them to be a published author. So the purpose of the Gold Shelf is to get people to interact with the authors. It's to create a friend base for them, not just a fan base, but a friend base for our authors.
And I really like that, because we were talking about with the Owl Creek Gazette, we feel like our readers are our friends.
Yes.
Now, they're a fan of the publication,
yes,
but they're a personal, they've become friends of ours. And it's funny, we often say this, we'll be out on the road delivering the magazine and our car has Owl Creek Gazette on it. And we forget that. We'll pull up someplace and people will say, hi, owl people, or they call us a variety of things.
Wonderful.
How did they know us? But they know us because we've introduced ourselves as we come into the parking lot with our car, but then they recognize our faces, and
yes,
we forget that. And then generally it's a fun interaction because there's something in the magazine that they've really liked or appreciated or resonated with them for whatever reason, and we get to visit and know them. So that's really a plus.
We've had people honk at us at stop signs, so we have no idea who they are. It's just beep, 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 you know. Who was that?
Yeah. And it's
but
because,
nonetheless, yeah, it's because of the of
and
the
that's
magazine.
Fun, isn't it?
It really is.
That's
it makes
fun.
You feel
and
like
connecting mm-hmm. with people is fun, and that's what the world's all about.
Mm-hmm. And we were
it
talking
really
about we're building that community, mm-hmm. and you're building a community with your authors and their readership.
We are. People ask me all the time, Tammy, how can I sell a million copies of my books? And I tell them to make a million friends, because it's your friends that buy your books. So we are starting the 1 million friend network online. We've added a chat room to our website. We're going to have a Facebook page for the Gold Shelf Facebook page, where the authors and the readers can connect. Seriously,
that's
connect.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, give us a few of the book titles you have now, so people will get a feel for not just the book titles, but the genre maybe that you're introducing.
Well, we are in all genres, and we love that, and we're trying to expand in, you know, several of the genres. But right now, Deb Obermeyer has the Simple Stitch series. Great series. It's about down home America. It's mm-hmm. great family values. Just wonderful reading, wonderful stories. And Deb is very much invested in her writing. All of the photography that is used on her book covers, Deb has designed herself. And she stages every picture that is on her website. She has an amazing website. And
she does. I've visited it. And you feel like you get to know her by visiting her site.
Exactly. And she stages every photo. She's very much invested in the process, and she's very much invested with her fans. So I really recommend The Simple Stitch. Daryl Williams is another one of our authors, and he's written The Last Friend. Now, Daryl was a carpenter. He was a contractor for all of his life, but he was creating stories in his head while he was building those houses and working. And when he retired, he sat down and he started writing. And so The Last Friend is an amazing story about friendship. It's a story about a man who has just found out he's dying of cancer. And he also just found out that he's about to lose his home and his property, and he's about to leave his wife homeless.
Oh, wow.
So he has to call on his last friend to come in and help him out to save his property and his land so that his wife still has a place when he's gone. Wonderful story.
What a powerful concept. It makes you want to pick it up right now.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Another one, it's Timothy King, the Bunker. Now, the Bunker is Christian genre. It's well-written, has a little bit of North Korea, and it might have a little bit of a nuclear bomb attack. And, you know, there's just a lot going on there, but it is a fast-paced thriller that just keeps you on the edge of your seat. And I just really recommend it. It's a wonderful book, and book two is coming out soon with that series. Darrell Williams is also working on another book called The Optiker.
And I like that because he retired and then began writing.
Yes.
So the idea that, you know, after you've worked your whole life in one field, you're not done.
No,
you're
not.
It could be opening a door to a whole new career, which is what he's found he's doing.
Well, that brings us to Elizabeth Spray. Well, Elizabeth Spray is 79 years old, and we just released her first book of poetry.
Oh, how fun.
It was amazing, and it's titled A New Song. And Elizabeth doesn't own a computer. She handed me a little brown satchel full of little scripts and scraps of paper that she's jotted these poems down for all of her life and said, let's make a book. And we did. And it's a beautiful book. And it's just heartfelt poetry. And, you know, a lot of our poetry today doesn't have the rhyme in it. Well, Elizabeth is bringing back the rhyme, and we like the rhyme, you know. Mm-hmm. So 79 years old, she's tackling the publishing industry.
I love it.
We'd love to interview her.
Yes. Yeah. I can get her here.
Well, that'd be great. Yes. Where does she live?
She's in Nashville.
Oh, she's in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
So where are the bulk of your authors from now? You've got Nashville, and Deb is...
In Hoyleton.
In Hoyleton. So they're in this area, but you've got... List some of the towns, like you said, and of course, they're worldwide, too.
We are. I have an author in South Africa. That's Alice V.L. We have several in England. We just promoted... We're doing another one now, Lazarus Carpenter, which is a pen name, and he's in Ireland, and his story is set in Wales in the 1300s, and it's a wonderful, and if you ever like Lord of the Rings, you're going to like this. It's called Crack Finet, The Prophecy. It's book one, and book two will be coming out soon there also, but I mean, just an amazing storyline there.
Sounds like something the dwarf would like.
There is a dwarf in it.
Oh, wow.
Named Crack. Cool. Crack Finet. So... Our authors are everywhere. We have them in Jackson, Mississippi, Atlanta, Georgia, out in Tucson, Arizona, pretty much
here,
all
there,
of,
and everywhere.
Yes,
huh?
Canada. Mm-hmm. Yes, we have them all over.
Now, when you go out and have authors come, and when you're making your million friends, and so the authors that will come probably won't be from as far away as South Africa. Are you going to pull from the authors that are local?
The local authors are going to be at most of the events if they're available. Now, we're opening the very first Gold Shelf in Mount Vernon on April 28th at the bookstore there, King City Books.
Mm-hmm.
And Darrell Williams from Jackson, Mississippi will be there.
Oh, great.
So some of the authors that are...
They're going to make that trek then.
They
for
are
the
going to make
event.
It. They mm-hmm. want. He wants to meet, you know, the people that are coming to the Gold Shelf grand opening.
Mm-hmm. That's
well,
exciting.
I think we need to go down there.
I think
too.
You do.
We'll be in the midst of getting ready for the May issue to be delivered. I know what.
The worst times of month for us are at the last week and the first week of the month. So do anything you want from the 10th to the 15th.
Well, we have more coming. We have more grand openings coming. Let's see. May 5th, we're at the Rusty Nail. May 19th, we're at Country Creek Treasures in Salem.
Oh, cool.
We have one on the 19th at Tin Pin in Antique Mall in Carlisle.
Oh, oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we're... We've got several coming up.
Well, you'll see our magazine there, too.
Yes.
I have seen your
magazine there.
What we might do, since you have been running advertisements on that Homegrown Authors and Homegrown Talent page, we could certainly list all those openings. So anyone that is in our area, since we're in 12 counties in Illinois, we're going to overlap a lot of that, and it would be that our readers would get to learn about your authors.
Absolutely.
And meet them face-to-face.
Now, remember, our readers read.
Yes, that's who we like. Yes, we like readers.
That's right.
Yes, very much so.
And we have, well, bless everybody's heart if you're listening. We have people come up to us and tell us that, you know, they read the magazine cover to cover. Okay, what do you think about such and such? And I know it's putting them on the spot, but they'll look at us like, I don't remember that, but it's the cover to cover thing.
Yeah. You know? Well, we kid about that too, because we've been promoting our upcoming Owl Creek Gazette Self-Reliance and Sustainability mm-hmm. Fair for six issues.
Yes.
And somebody said, oh, you're having an event? But they just told us that they read the magazine, and you're like, ah. Now, they don't read it like we want them to necessarily, because they have lives.
Yes.
And they're busy.
Pesky
and
things.
We're grateful that they pick up the copy, and what resonates with them, they focus in on, mm-hmm. and that's great.
And we're tickled to death when they tell us that they love us, so that's
right.
Good.
But it's kind of a standard thing, cover to cover.
Cover to cover.
Sometimes, Don won't read an article, or I will, or I won't, because he will have proofed it, or I will have proofed it. So sometimes we'd haven't read, both of us, every article in every magazine. And so we've tried to correct that now by proofing together and going through them. And then we'll look at each other after we've done it and said, we really have some good writers. You know, we're really impressed with certain things people have said. And we learn from our writers. We say that all the time. I'm sure you've learned from the authors that you have in your publishing house.
Absolutely. We have some very talented authors, and it's such a joy to work with them, and we do work with them very closely. I speak to all of our authors on the phone on a regular basis, and we just get very deeply involved with promoting them and their books and helping them build their brands. We also, you know, have author websites, author platform development. We have a full a la carte menu for indie authors too, people that want to self-publish. And that came about out of request. People were asking us, could you just make a cover for us? Could you just edit this book? Could we just get some help with a book trailer? And so we set up the indie author services also, because
there are
some great indie authors out there mm-hmm. as well. And we want to be the house that helps everybody
mm-hmm.
in publishing, whether you're publishing with us or not.
The one-stop publishing, the one shop's publishing.
One-stop, I can't stop, say it.
One-stop publishing shop.
Thank you.
Yes. It's a tongue
twister. Got my tongue tangled, yeah. So tell folks what they can expect when they get to meet you at our sustainability fair that's coming up April the 14th.
Well, we are looking for, first of all, we're going to have fun. We're going to set up a booth and have fun. If you come and buy a book off of our gold shelf, you're going to get to spin the wheel and get a prize. And, you know, we're just having fun. And I went out yesterday and just bought this mountainous bag, this huge bag of natural saltwater taffy and just things that we're going to give away at mm-hmm. our events. And plants and organic seeds and little baskets of, you know, just things to help with the sustainability factors, mm-hmm. you know. So we're going to get to meet people. But I am on the prowl now. I'm looking for some self-reliant authors and some sustainability authors, because there's a need for information.
Mm-hmm.
And we would be very honored to publish some books.
Well, hopefully we can help you connect up with writers, and writers connect up with you. And again, that goes back to that same sense of connection and community.
Absolutely.
So
that would be wonderful.
We're looking forward to that. And we know over the years, Mother Earth News was a magazine that built community back in the 70s. They still exist, but they were probably one of the major sources for self-reliance and sustainability, even before those were buzzwords. And we've appreciated them in the same way with Backwoods Home Magazine. So we're happy to, if we can emulate them in any way, it's our honor and privilege to do so.
We so enjoyed Backwoods, and we so enjoyed Mother Earth News. Mm-hmm. Those were, you know, staples of our life there in the 70s. You know, we're old hippies.
With a free market flair.
What can I say?
So yes. Anyway, we're about out of time.
We are about out of time.
Well, Tammy, before we close out today, can you tell us, is there anything you want to leave our listeners with that we might not have covered already?
I just want to say this. If you want to make your book matter, if you want to write words that matter, then you need to see us. We need to talk to you.
That's perfect, because words do matter.
They do matter.
They do matter very
much. And I'll
much.
Try to remember that every time we have an argument. I'll be reminded.
We need a flashcard. Just flash it up. Words matter, Don. Words matter, Don.
This weekend, we don't want you to forget about this. This is very, very important. This weekend, this Saturday, 9 o'clock, this Owl Creek Gazette Self-Reliance and Sustainability Fair at the grounds of
American Farm Heritage Museum here in Greenville, Illinois.
Right. Now, if you're not familiar with where that is, come to the Greenville exit. If you're coming from St. Louis area, it's the second Greenville exit. If you're coming from the Effingham area this way on I-70. It's the first Greenville exit, and it's just south of the interstate on the frontage road. You can't miss the place once you're off the road because you're going to see our giant banner out front.
That's right. We'll have great big signs and hopefully smaller signs with arrows. And, you know, call us if you need to. We'll have our cell phones with us, our phone numbers in the magazine. We'll, because we did that several times last year. We had people call and say, I'm almost there, but I don't know what to do. So, you know, and you can
wonderful.
You can buy your tickets still in advance through Friday at speaking, since you're in the Salem area, we can get them down at M&M Courtyard Cafe. You can get them in Van Day at the Sunshine House Health Food Store. Mm-hmm. You can get them here in Greenville at Adam Brothers Music and Coffee House and TNTRV. You can get them over at Edwardsville at Afterwards Books and in Highland at the Tibbetts House Bed, Breakfast, and Books. So those are all places you can physically go pick up your ticket for $7.50.
And you can also get them online at OwlCreekGazette.com.
Right. And anything you want to know about the event, as far as we'll have the schedule posted in the next few days, mm-hmm. we've got all the speakers and demonstrations and we've got over 40 vendors, almost approaching 50 vendors this time. So that's a growth.
I don't know where
growth.
We're going to put them all.
We've got a little chart. We'll get them all worked out.
We're going to shoehorn some in.
Probably Thursday night, Friday night, we'll be, you know, writing them in, but it'll work.
I think we can maybe even take the stage out. I don't know. We'll have to.
We won't do that.
We're not going to do that.
No, we won't do that. There will
we'll
be a stage, folks.
Stage.
We may put you on the stage. But anyway, that gives you a feel for where you can find out more information, where you can buy more tickets. And the event goes from 9 in the morning till 7:30 at night. Food is on site. So anything you need, want, or should be interested in will be out there.
The under most one important roof. Thing is coffee in the morning, pizza for lunch, and we're working on a surprise for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And that surprise involves pulled pork.
Mm-hmm.
So can't beat that.
I'm excited.
Yeah, we're excited to have you. It's going to be fun. And there's such an eclectic group of vendors that's what I like. Anything that will pique someone's interest, mm-hmm. you just keep on walking. Something else might pique somebody else's, and it should be a really good event. And we're excited and fingers crossed for good weather.
Oh, yeah, good weather. And even if it's good weather, it's inside. If it's bad weather, we're inside, it's going to be warm. It's going to be...
Yeah, we'll be all fine
we'll
inside.
Fine.
But it's always nice when that sun shines anyway.
If you see it raining, bring an umbrella. That's
there you
all
go.
You need.
There you go. It works.
Well, y'all take care. Thanks for listening. And thank you so much for being with us today,
Ms. Thank you for having me.
And we'll be in touch well beyond April 14th.
We certainly will.
Okay, take care.
Thank
bye-bye
you.
Now.
Good night.